This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Matt, U.S. milk production is recovering slowly.
There certainly isn't a gusher or wall of milk in the country right now. In USDA's milk production report, USDA came out and actually restated what they had estimated for June. And if you go on a report-to-report basis, compared to what USDA first said, is our dairy cow herd was 7,000 cow fewer than what they originally said last month. And their updated estimate of milk production was down in June. And maybe to your point of having more milk, we finally were above year-ago levels in July, but only by a hair, up 0.2%. So to your point, there is no gusher of milk, and we have yet to see the U.S. dairy herd boom. And as we're looking forward, farms, particularly farms in the West, where drought has really ravaged feed production and lifted hay prices and things, as we're looking forward, the margin profile of those dairies in the West is under pressure.
Tuesday,
the health of your calf.
Really think about it as two different main topics of calf diarrhea and calf pneumonia, the two big diseases of pre-wean heifer health. And as a diagnostic lab, we think about the triad of disease control, no matter what problem you're dealing with, is that we have this kind of connection between diagnostics and the cost of diagnostics and the economics of what that is, and then the interventions and what it costs to do an intervention. Now, that intervention could be a brand new facility, could be minor changes, it could be an antibiotic, it could be a vaccine. With CAS, we're going to spend a lot of time really talking about passive transfer and colostrum management.
Dr. Keith Paulson with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory.
Wednesday.
It's a great time every time, and it's a 13-day celebration at the Great New York State Fair. And we join John Clark there once again at the Birthing Center.
Alyssa Keeley, who is a board member for New York Animal Ag Coalition.
As I'm helping today, I just keep reflecting on how much has changed and improved in terms of the experience for the people coming through the state fair. We went from having plenty of places for people to sit and wait and watch for the birth of the calves to now we have opportunities for them to continually educate themselves as they're going through the exhibit. So they might come through and we might be a couple hours away from a calf being born. And instead of just sitting and waiting or moving on to another exhibit, they can really dive in and learn.
Thursday.
Well, we were expecting this spring or possibly this summer to have a document from the Food and Drug Administration, which oversees many different types of foods, including dairy products, a document that basically regulates the labeling used by dairy imitators. Our complaint for many years, Bill, as everyone knows, is you don't got milk if it comes from something made from a almond or oats or soy or rice or whatever the source material may be. And we've raised a lot of complaints about it, not just for the misuse of the term milk, but also things like cheese and butter and ice cream and yogurt, because you see those products made from plants that use the dairy terminology even when they shouldn't. And so the FDA was going to come out with a document that our concern was going to liberalize their standards of identity that would basically allow for more use of dairy terms on these fake dairy foods. That hasn't happened yet, so that's actually good news. Certainly the FDA knows that the dairy industry is going to come down like a ton of bricks on anything that waters down their standards, which, you know, they're not enforcing the standards right now, but at least the standards are still in place, and we don't want to see any more backsliding on that.
And that's Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. And if you'd like to find out more about their programs and services, upcoming events, go to their free website for their resources at nmpf.org. You are listening to Dairy Rewind.
Friday.
We're going to talk a little bit about milk fat fatty acid composition. And this is a relatively new tool that's become available to dairy farmers and nutritionists. And this information was presented by Dr. Larry Jones from Pharmy Institute and based on research coming out of Dave Barbano's lab at Cornell University. And so what we do is we look at the types of fatty acids that we find in milk fat. We have a new tool that's available here. Some milk plants and processors are providing this data to you on a timely basis, and we can use it to predict the effects of rumen fermentation and CLA impacts on dairy cows.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind,